"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. It's KFIAM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome, everybody. Well, I guess the big story that broke a couple of hours ago is that they did take into custody the suspect in the New York City subway shooting from yesterday morning that occurred in Brooklyn, wounding a number of people. We knew by the end of the show last night that Frank James was a person of interest, but that changed early this morning to a suspect in the shooting, and he was grabbed in Manhattan this afternoon, their time, about 1:40 p.m. their time. There seems to be two different narratives, though, I'm looking at on this, that he called Crime Stoppers himself to report he was at a McDonald's, but now there's some fat guy, I think, from New Jersey who's claiming that he's the one that pointed him out, so
well,
I haven't been able to figure out which story's true here.
The New York Post has a source that says a call came into Crime Stoppers, and the guy says, you know, I think you're looking for me. I'm seeing my picture all over the news, and I'll be around this McDonald's. So the unit responds, he's not at the McDonald's. They start driving around, and they see a man who fits the description. They take him into custody, and they find his Wisconsin driver's license.
Yeah.
And a couple of other New Yorkers called 911. They saw him walking around the East Village. He sat down at an outdoor dining shed, and the NYPD swooped in and put him in handcuffs.
They're saying that he made his way from Brooklyn into Manhattan and actually passed cops on the street a number of times. They just didn't recognize him, I suppose.
Maybe he had a hat on or something. I mean, he's pretty distinctive looking.
There's a security worker by the name of Zach Tahan who said he was in the East Village in New York City. That's East Greenwich Village, at a store, looking for a camera. First Avenue, and he spotted Frank James and started screaming, jumping up and down, and alerting nearby cops. So, like I said, kind of competing stories about how this man was discovered.
And where was this guy? Camera store?
East Village, Greenwich Village, New York City, Manhattan, in the East Village.
Hmm.
It says here the 62-year-old James had just exited the McDonald's, was walking around casually when Zach spotted him and started waving his arms to get the police to come. Nearby cops did come by.
There might be a few guys that look like him.
People are chanting he should get the $100,000. There was reward money. Well, we have some audio of Zach that, let's see. Oh, it says here, I can't figure this out, but let's just play cut two.
What happened is I was working inside that store. I do security cameras.
And I was watching in the street, like how I see how the camera looked, like we was doing the adjustment. And I see this guy, he did the problem. And I was two days, I don't sleep when I see the people die like this from this guy. And nobody catch him. Look how many people have in New York, nobody catch him. Like I was working inside the store and I catch him. That's good, something from the God.
Yeah.
That's good, something from the God. And we catch him because we don't have to, like, kill more people. You know, and he was walking in the sidewalk here, and I see the people walking behind him, and he have like bag, small bag. I don't know what he have inside. He brought it in the floor. I was thinking he's gonna do something here. I told the people, listen, guys, stop, like please stop. Don't come to this guy. Like maybe he's gonna do something. I see the police. I told the police. I told him this guy. He did the problem. The problem. Catch him, guys. And he looked. Oh, great. Oh, thank you. And he got him like this, and he take him the car, and now we are here. And thank God we don't have been something to us. Maybe he have some bags. I don't know what to have inside this bag.
And how does him being caught make you feel?
Like, I feel very happy because now we catch this guy, and we wanna still catch like this people. Always we wanna catch this people in America. We don't want any problem here in America because here the life is good.
10 points if you can guess what nationality. 10 points.
I'm looking at his spelling of his name. It seems like it would be Middle Eastern. Dahan, D-A-H-H-A-N.
He's Syrian.
Syrian. There you go.
Yes.
Oh, well, no wonder he's happy to be in America.
Well, I understand now as he was holding his own little press conference there, and Fox News got that video of him talking to reporters.
So, I don't know. He seemed genuine. He was very excited.
Yes. He thinks he did a good thing for America.
I don't know about this McDonald's story. I mean,
both happened. Maybe he called the police on himself, and as he came out of the McDonald's, Zach spotted him. So while the police were headed there,
maybe
to nab him anyway, the nearby police got the call from Zach to come over and check this guy out.
Zach,
yeah,
he'll be talking about this the rest of his life.
James has charges that date back to the 1990s in New York and New Jersey, possessing burglary tools, criminal sex acts.
Criminal sex acts. Isn't that great?
Trespassing, larceny, disorderly conduct.
There you go. But he's not in jail. If he was in jail, he wouldn't have shot all those people. Find these guys. He's 62. They're lifelong bad guys, lifelong criminals, lifelong crazy people. People don't get better. They don't change.
Well, in an interview with the New York Times, Frank James' sister insists he is not a crazy person. He is not mentally ill.
Okay.
Catherine James Robinson spoke to the Times. My brother's been on his own his whole life. I've had little contact with him. He was born in the Bronx in 1959 and just moved from city to city, never remaining in one place for too long. She only spoke to him occasionally on the phone. She didn't even know what he did for work. They hadn't seen each other face to face for a long time. Ah, but here it is, John. Surprised to see him named as a suspect. That's not in his nature.
Wait.
Asked if the brother had sought mental health treatment. He's not mentally ill and bristled at the suggestion.
Wow.
There's a lot we went through in our lives. Our mother died when Mr. James was 5 years old.
Yeah. You know what? Isn't that classic, though? I mean, here's a family member who hasn't seen him in years, rarely has seen him. But she knows for sure what his character is. She knows for sure if he's got mental illness or not. I hardly ever hear from him. Once in a while, I get a phone call. Haven't seen him in a long, long time. But I know. I know his character. I know he doesn't have a mental illness.
Well, he was busy on YouTube and Facebook. In the next segment, we'll play
all you have to do
some of his postings. But
he
talked about his cross-country travels in the weeks before the attack. He posted a video on March 18th. He was going to pick up a Penske van and was planning to leave Milwaukee the following day.
Mm-hmm.
2 days later, he shot a video from the road. Who watches these videos? He explained he had packed up his apartment, so he did live somewhere. Emptied his storage and set out early on a trip to Philadelphia where he was planning to move.
Yeah.
But then he ends up in New York City shooting people.
Yeah, but he's been arrested a bunch of times. He's committed a bunch of crimes. So far, I haven't seen one word about any job he's had.
No, they think he was probably living out of that van most recently.
Right. And probably stealing stuff.
He said he has many traumas he suffered in his life. You have no idea what I've been through. I have post-traumatic stress. He eventually spent the night in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
You know something? That's where we went down the dark road. I blame Oprah for this. When everything became about your past traumas, you don't understand what I went through, and it justifies all the bad behavior. Instead of dealing with it, sucking it up, moving on, now everybody feels entitled to wallow in their troubles for decades. And then it entitles them to commit crimes and abuse people.
Well, I was thinking about this morning, but I didn't use Oprah, though. Oprah could be connected to this. I was thinking about the whole self-esteem movement in the classrooms, and I think that started in the 90s.
It's all the same time period.
That we got to make sure we don't correct the kids that when they're wrong on a test. Trying to move them into the right direction.
It was a culture shift where we stopped enforcing discipline. We thought it was terrible in any way to criticize, any way to set limits. It was about just making everyone feel good all the time. And that whatever day that took root in a majority of the population, that was the day we started skidding into the toilet. Because that is not how you raise children. That's not how humans develop normally.
This guy was born in 1959, so he's not exactly from that generation. He's more from ours.
No, but he's picked up the language along the way.
Triggered?
It's like, you don't know about my traumas. And I'm sure a lot of the traumas were self-induced.
Well, I hope the Syrian guy gets some money.
He should get some money.
Something to do with the capture of the sugar.
Made a convincing case.
All right, when we come back, we'll play about a minute of Frank James ranting on YouTube about various things.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Shampoo. It's KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, so the big story is that Frank R. James is in custody. This is the 62-year-old supposed shooter in the Brooklyn subway attack that left 10 people wounded. Allegedly, he was sitting there on the subway yesterday, just sitting there like any other passenger.
Mumbling to himself,
and then he said something like, "I'm sorry," released some smoke bombs, and then opened fire, and when the subway stopped, everybody came pouring out of the subway car, people hurt, and he ran too because allegedly his gun jammed, a gun that they say was purchased at a pawn shop, a licensed firearms dealer in the Columbus, Ohio area in 2011.
In 2011?
2011.
That's that. You know, I was reading some article today about gun laws and just about how in so many cases, bad guys use illegal guns. And I just start laughing because... And I realize it's a distraction. They don't want to put people in prison because of all their religious cult beliefs. But their big distraction is to get you sucked into a gun argument. And regardless of the merits of the gun argument, it doesn't work. Gun laws don't stop people from shooting because most of these guys, and they either bought the guns legally or they bought the guns illegally, but the common denominator is they used the guns. So many crimes are committed by people who have illegal guns or they weren't allowed to have the guns. But that's the problem, is that they're using guns, that they'll always get them no matter what, that guns being illegal has no effect on the crime because they're willing to break the law. They're willing to kill people. Of course, they're willing to have and now they're not even charging gun enhancements. They're not even...
Right.
Exactly. I mean, what's to be afraid of? So what if you have an illegal gun? There's no gun enhancement charge coming from Gascon. So right. Stop it. No more debates. It's about the guy. The guy's a bad guy. All these guys have a record. All of them. You don't just start out when you're 62 or 25 or 37. This is your first crime. This is the last crime you got caught for. But your first crime was decades ago. And everybody knows this. That a tiny percentage of people commit a huge percentage of crimes.
Well, he had himself a YouTube channel. Called himself the Prophet of Truth 88. Made numerous YouTube videos. The latest was uploaded on April 11th. Just a couple of days before the... one day, really.
Right. And YouTube doesn't censor any of this stuff. For all the crap YouTube censors... They don't have their little algorithm bot catching this stuff, huh?
Nah, he was predicting a race war between white and black people. He made threats against Jewish people, Mexicans, black people, white people, everybody. Derogatory statements.
So any hate crimes going to be charged here?
Well, you would think so. We have about a minute or so we can play.
Hey, did you bleep everything out? You sure?
I would guess so. I don't know which one we're going to be hearing. I'm looking at some transcripts here. But
yeah, I know some really nasty transcripts.
This was made a few days ago where this is something about, what happened to George Floyd. All right, here we go.
Hey, YouTube, I'm back again. I'm back in making a video, and I'm trying to video George Floyd and beyond, because today the talk is about George Floyd and the George Floyd Policing Act, whatever they call it. They want to pass this law to change the police cultures in this nation, supposedly, allegedly. And of course, like a lot of other things that have been done in the past, to really just give us a pacifier, that's black people, a temporary pacifier to keep us quiet and make us feel we were making some kind of progress, and really just like hamsters on the wheel going round and round and round and really ain't going nowhere. You can pass all the laws, all the bills you want. You cannot legislate how people feel about you. You cannot legislate what people believe about you. And I'm talking about as far as race goes. Whether that be how white people feel about black people, how black people feel about white people, for the most part.
I don't know. I mean, does anybody view these things? It's just, that one was not full of the expletives that you expected.
No, I was looking at the transcript of...
I'm looking at a couple of ones. Newsweek has a story here that every other word is either F or some sort of racial epithet.
Yeah, I'll read you a couple of lines here. Let us not forget, I've been through a lot of bleep where I can say I wanted to kill people. I wanted to watch people die right in front of my bleeping face immediately. But I thought about the fact that I don't want to go to no effing prison. F that. I don't want to be around a bunch of N-words. I don't want to be around a bunch of N-words now, let alone all day, every day.
He made one recently. I'm heading back into the danger zone, so to speak. It's triggering a lot of negative thoughts because I do suffer from a bad, severe case of PTSD, and everything I've been through over the years got me thinking about how bleeped up people are.
I agree with him on that.
Apparently, in one video, he did mention he was a mental health patient at one of New York's behavioral health clinics and claimed that after going there for help, he had even more issues. Because that was something that they were talking about yesterday. Why did he do this in New York? He's lived everywhere, but it looks like he did seek some sort of mental health treatment. It was not happening.
Plus, that's where you find a large, diverse collection in New York, right? Go on a New York City subway, you're going to find one of everybody. And if he hates everybody, what better place to shoot one of everybody? Just take out somebody from every tribe.
The diversity, yeah. Well,
yeah. I imagine it was a diversity shooting. One video was entitled Born in an Insane Asylum. It's constantly, and this is the culture we're in, where everybody's obsessed with race, shouting about race, making claims about this and that. And of course, a crazy person's going to absorb all that, and it's going to whip them up into a frenzy.
Right.
Because a lot of the talk out there is just crazy talk.
They had a Facebook profile, which was Prophet of Doom 008. So his YouTube channel was Prophet of Truth 88, and then his Facebook was Prophet of Doom 008. He liked the number 8, which is, I don't know, is that connected to?
Who knows?
Something sinister that could happen.
But the thing is, he should have been locked up somewhere. And we don't do that in this country. We just don't lock people up or ought to be locked up. We wait until they, take out 20 people. Then it's like,
we don't put people in mental health treatment facilities. Because in California, that's why we have all the homeless walking around.
Sure, and you got to put them there and you got to keep them there for a long time. You can't let them out. I mean, if they're truly whacked out, you have to, give them a room and feed them their medication every day and say, that's it. Here's a TV and a book, and you're not coming out anymore. Because you can't fix a lot of the mental illness. And they know you can't fix it. See, I'm going on a crusade. Everybody's got to understand you can't fix this stuff. You can't fix people's brains. They're damaged. Something's wrong. Might be 100 reasons why it's wrong. Doesn't matter. It's wrong in there. Okay? Bad wiring. No good. So just put them in a room, give them a pill, give them some entertainment.
Yeah, there's stories that he was even on the subway this morning. and police were everywhere on the subways, but they did not recognize him. So he made his way to the East Village to the McDonald's.
Well, he eats well.
He called police on himself, and then somebody spotted him leaving the McDonald's, and that's where they picked him up.
He's got the biggest belly of any active shooter I've seen.
Yeah. They're saying that after he shot the 10 people, he got on another subway train, the R train, got off at 25th Street. This was yesterday morning. And then they picked him up on surveillance this morning, entering the subway at 7th and 9th Avenue in Park Slope, Brooklyn, and made his way into New York City, into Manhattan.
Something about certain kinds of mentally ill people is like everything they do is random. And normal people go, well, why did he do that? Why did he do that? Because when you're a normal person, there's a reason you do everything.
Yeah.
Very few people act exclusively on random impulses, random thoughts in their brain. Imagine if you did. Imagine if you acted on every random impulse and thought you had. Some people don't even have random thoughts and impulses. Or if they do, they just ignore them. I have a lot of random thoughts and impulses, and I have learned to ignore them.
That's a good thing. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI, John and Ken Show. John Belt and Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I heard my name. I'm here. What's up? What do you want? I'm here. Hello. I'm in. I'm present.
Somebody tell him his microphone isn't working.
Hey, we got that cash, that $100 gas card, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour again.
Yes.
That's KFI's way of saying we know it hurts. We know your pain. Is that what... I feel your pain.
I feel your pain. That was the Clinton line. I feel your pain. He was feeling more than that, though.
Great. Listen all day for your chance to win on KFI. Bill Handel has it at 9, Gary and Shannon at 11. We do the 5 o'clock hour, and then Conway Jr., that character, at 7 o'clock here on KFI. Another reminder that the Moist line is back in 2 days. You can leave a message on the iHeartRadio app with the talkback feature, a little microphone, or you can just... call 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886.
We have a lot of vacancy on the Moist line. So I don't know if people are drinking excessively, passing out late at night before they make their call, but we got open space here. So take your grievances to the Moist line.
No.
So we can fill our 5 minutes.
We'll be talking to Brad Garrett, ABC News for KFI, after 3 o'clock. He's kind of their terrorism investigative specialist. I haven't seen anything updated on Frank R. James and the fact that in 2019, he was cleared by the FBI, but he was entered into the Guardian lead system in New Mexico. So I don't know what that's about. I have not been able to see any further detail on why he was already in a database a couple of years back
those...
in New Mexico, too. Weird. They interviewed him a few times, it says.
Those stories end up being embarrassing for the investigators.
Oh, because the person went on to do something heinous, right?
Because everyone's looking at whoever these FBI agents were in New Mexico and saying, "You talked to him a number of times there, more than once. What was that about? You didn't see anything? You didn't get a whiff of something bad? Because why'd they let him go? What did they think he did?"
Now we're going to update you more locally, and it's another story of insanity. Santa Monica, that neighborhood where they suspended mail delivery because postal workers, mail carriers, were being attacked. Well, it looks like we now know who it is because they've been arrested. Devin Ray Morgan, 38 years old, known to carry a golf club, is believed to be the man that's been threatening postal workers. Santa Monica police could not keep him behind bars because of emergency measures curtailing cash bail for certain crimes. They did arrest him on April 6th for vandalism and drug paraphernalia. Mm. I had speculated that this might be a homeless person. I was close. Apparently, he was acting as a caretaker for an elderly woman in the neighborhood, and I guess living in her home. But it says in the story that she's recently was hospitalized and left the home.
I wonder for what?
So... It seems like he was just wandering the neighborhood, apparently attacked one postal carrier with a broomstick.
Okay, so the guy carries a golf club around, occasionally a broomstick, and the woman he was caring for is in the hospital.
Huh. Well, she may have just been declining with age. I don't know if he beat her. That's not mentioned in the story.
Because
you're inferring things that are not there.
Not necessarily. It's just not in the story.
Right. But he may, his mental problems may focus more on people in uniform or other weird things in his brain.
What's he doing caring for anybody, though? Had that happen?
It's not clear.
They're really having trouble hiring people, aren't they? The whole world.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
There is a real problem. I just saw a story the other day that
so the guys,
old people that think they're going to live in their homes and get caretakers and maybe out of luck, a lot of people left that business. There's no longer a lot of home caretakers.
I've seen some home caretakers.
Yeah.
With our family stuff.
Oof. This man is known.
They're barely clinging on to civilization, some of these people.
But here's the keeper of the story in the Daily Mail. They interviewed somebody named Jim Price, who lives next door to where the letter carriers were attacked. He even witnessed one of the incidents. I watched the whole thing. He was screaming at the postal worker in his face, extremely threatening. He said, "I'm going to bleep you up." He's 6 foot tall. He's scary. Price says the man has a volatile temper and is often seen menacing neighbors with a golf club. Everyone runs inside when they see him coming, especially the women. Price said when he's off the meth, he's almost lucid. But when he's methed out, he makes no sense at all. He says he's been living with this woman for 3 years.
Wait, so he's only violent when he's outside, but when he's inside, he's fine?
I don't know.
He only takes meth when he's out in the street. He goes through the front door, and he's a cool guy.
Story says that some of the postal letter carriers didn't want to press charges was another problem with the case. Well, but this guy, Price, here's my favorite part, describes his own values as a left-wing tree hugger who loves the homeless. This is Santa Monica for you.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for them. But now what I've seen here has me rethinking all of it.
Yes. There you go. That is the crux of the problem. That is ground zero. Is because we have too many silly fools walking around places like Santa Monica who will say out loud, "I'm a tree hugger.
I love the homeless.
I'm left wing. I love the homeless. I feel sorry for them."
Then he sees one of them with the broomstick beating people. And it's like, well, maybe I'm going to rethink that.
Yeah.
Now, that is like the old joke, right? You're a liberal until you're mugged.
But do you actually have to get the broomstick before you wake up? What is wrong with those people? What kind of mental illness is that? I really don't understand. You see a guy running around, and you see them all day long if you want, right? And they're screaming. They're on meth. They've got weapons. They're completely out of their minds. "And I love the homeless. I feel sorry for them." What's wrong with you? Honestly, there's something worse wrong with you than there is the meth guy.
You don't have to hate the homeless to know you have to do something about the problem.
You love
We've got to get rid of compassion. At least replace it with something called neutral, where we just say, all right, this is a problem. We need to fix it. These people need to be taken away, even if they don't like it, to get mental health help.
And how about people start
pressing? We can no longer say, "I love the homeless and I feel sorry. Let them wander around in the park."
But
now he's got a broomstick and he's beating people. Well, I may have to rethink this.
That is the silliest notion on the planet. You love the homeless. What do you mean love the homeless? You love your dog. You love your kids. You love your spouse. You can't love a total stranger who's defecating the street and is whacked out on meth and is hitting people with a golf club. You don't love that. That guy's a danger. That guy's a monster. What's wrong with you? I understand what's wrong with this guy, Devin, right? He's on meth all day. So he's fried his brain. His brain is now haywire. But what's wrong with you, Mr. Tree Hugger? Mr. Left Wing, I love the homeless, Tree Hugger.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm rethinking this. Really? You're a grown man and you're rethinking this. That's the danger. It's guys like that.
Because in the abstract, they think of these people as just down in their luck and they need our compassion and love. But they don't realize a percentage are dangerous and the rest all need help.
That's bad thinking. That's magical thinking. I actually ran into a guy who had a fit in the park today, this morning, a good fit. I don't know. My friend and I were working out, and this guy just happened to come up passing by and started talking. And he started talking about some crazy homeless story, right? And he goes, and the thing is, one woman goes, "Oh, I really feel sorry for them." And he goes, "How?" And he starts ranting about how this woman could feel sorry for the crazy guy. And he started yelling in the park today, "That's what's wrong around here. That's what's wrong. Is people who live here who feel sorry for all these crazy lunatics. That's got to end." Do they really have a majority of the vote? Do they really have the majority of the influence? We really have to live like this because of that crowd that feels sorry for them.
All right, we got more coming up.
God, John Ken Show, KFI. More of the John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken DeChampeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. Even at the Kremlin on the iHeartRadio app. That's right. They can pick us up.
Where'd you get that?
Oh, the internet. The internet's everywhere.
But have they reached out to us to say they're fans and they want a gas card?
I got it.
Maybe they don't need one since they can't sell their oil.
You know what? We'll broadcast anybody. There's no discrimination
guy,
here.
And I don't know. You know, we get all sorts of emails. Some listener yesterday emailed, I think it was late last night, that they do live in Moscow and they're a listener. And the only thing he added was, everything is normal here.
Well, yeah, because Putin's not bombing Moscow.
Right, but people don't act like the country's at war in any way.
Yeah. I don't
they
know.
They just go about their daily lives and watch their state-run television telling them
everything.
Who knows what they're telling them.
Yeah, we're taking care of
freedom mission.
Taking care of those dirty Nazis in Ukraine. It's like, oh, good. Vlad's taking care of the dirty Nazis. Yeah,
so there you go.
You know what?
I don't think the guy listening is in the Kremlin, but he's in Moscow.
Well, you never know. Could be a CIA spy for
a Putin insider. Yeah,
I don't know. Well, anyway, hello to our friend in Moscow there.
We will be talking later on in the show about Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Steve Gregory will have details, but he is saying to the LA County Metro system, unless my sheriff's deputies are involved in patrolling all of your trains and buses, we don't want to deal with you, because apparently they broker it between several police agencies, including LAPD and Long Beach Police and so forth. So we'll find out what that's about.
I wonder how much interference Villanueva's deputies have to put up with from Metro. Like if they actually arrest suspects.
Well, I think that's
for filthy behavior. Well, like what, Metro probably doesn't really want to pursue those charges.
Yeah, there was a story recently that there's dozens of homeless that just live on the buses and trains, and they're having a tough time getting them out.
Do not take public transit. Do not. Do not go. Listen, this is John and Ken crime tip here. If you've got money, do not wear your $100,000 watch. Do not drive your expensive car. Go buy something else. Rent something else for a while. Because yesterday we told you there's 17 gangs, according to LAPD, 17 gangs who've targeted wealthy people. Now, if you're not wealthy, do not take a bus. Do not take the subway. There's nothing but crazy people in them, all right? Those are metal tubes filled with drug-addicted mental patients.
Right, and since there's no policies out there to take these people into custody and get them the help they need, they're allowed to just wander in all the public places. And we caution you, and particularly one of those places are the buses and trains. Now we take it to Seattle, where, yes, the problem is related to this. They have something they call the Seattle's Link Light Rail System. There are no turnstiles. Passengers are supposed to either buy a ticket or tap their prepaid card. But apparently, nobody does that. Fares right now are barely covering 5%. Of the system's operating costs.
Well, of course they don't. If you don't require them to, then people are not going to pay.
Remember when they first opened, was it the Red Line in downtown Los Angeles?
Yeah. Like
a long time ago, you and I were still in Koreatown then. They had that honor system at the beginning. They didn't have turnstiles. You were just supposed to buy a little ticket card and carry it with you from the machine.
There is nothing more foolish than an honor system. The whole concept is absurd.
70% of passengers apparently are free riders on the Seattle transit system.
And the other 30% are idiots for paying.
They did away with fare enforcement.
Uh-huh.
Here it comes. Do you know what's coming? A study revealed people of color were disproportionately getting fined. So now they use fare ambassadors.
Could it be that a disproportionate percentage of people of color were evading the fares?
I don't know.
Is that the reason that happened?
No, it was selective enforcement. They let the white people go.
Oh, I see.
That would be the allegation.
I see. But what is the truth?
So the fare ambassadors get on a train. They ask people politely if they paid their fare. Most have not. Instead of removing them, the fare ambassadors just ask some questions, starting with a request for identification.
Okay. All right. That's
76% of the time, people will not produce a valid ID.
Well, think about this.
So you there's no warning. There's no nothing.
You have somebody showing up, right? And, hi, I'm the fare ambassador. Oh, well, nice to meet you. I noticed you didn't pay. Yeah, right. Nobody asked me to pay. Well, can you show me your ID? I'm going to show you, the fare ambassador, my ID. Are you a police officer? No. Sheriff's deputy? No. FBI agent? No. Why am I going to show you my ID? You're a fare ambassador, and you actually tell people that. You're not embarrassed. I'm going to show you my ID to, so what? So you could write a citation? You
well,
don't
apparently,
no one has any legal responsibility to give your ID to a fare ambassador.
Most of the transit board members don't seem to care. Claudia Balducci said, people are feeling more welcome on our system or less afraid to use it because there's less of a fear of fare enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Except,
so this is the crowd that wants free rent. They also want free transit.
Well, they should just say it. Because I'm sure when this was built, I bet you they raised taxes and they claimed that X dollars were going to come in every year as revenue.
Right.
Right. You know, like remember the guarantees they were making for high-speed rail? Oh, well, we're going to get, you know, this many thousands of passengers on the high-speed rail and that's going to pay. And of course, that was a lie. And I bet you they lied about the number of people who were going to take the trains here in Seattle.
Yeah, so now they can't cover their cost. They're just going to have to use general taxpayer money.
Right. They're going to have to steal from the taxpayers for a system that they lied about. And by the way, that was their goal. Their goal is to give free rides to poor people. That's what they wanted to do. And they have this all-purpose club now. It's like, oh, it looks like the fines were racially disproportionate. So they want to lure you into a race battle. But really what it is they wanted to give away free stuff to poor people. And they know that if they waive the race club, that settles the argument. No one's going to challenge them because people are afraid of being called racist. So they don't get challenged.
Coming up next, we'll be speaking with Brad Garrett, ABC News terrorism analyst, about the arrest of this man, Frank James, in New York City for the subway shootings in Brooklyn, and what kind of charges he could face, especially dealing with things like terrorism. Coming up.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.